Hi everyone, this is Shanika with Nika's Talk. Today is Friday. We made it. December the 14th. I hope everyone's doing good. Hope everyone's having a good day. And I'm looking forward towards the weekend. I know I am. I'm ready. I'm at work now, just counting down the time, ready to go. But I was laying down thinking about this the other day, just, you know, reminiscing of when I was younger in childhood. So today's topic is based on that. I guess the question of the day is, what have you done crazy in your parents' house when you were younger, when you were coming up? So that's the question. As for me, I can honestly say that I had some fun coming up. I had a best friend, and we would do all kinds of crazy stuff. And one day I had a house party. Now, anybody, I'm an 80s baby, so coming up, that's all we used to do was house parties. House parties, skating, hanging out at the mall, you know, stuff like that. Like, kids nowadays don't even know what a house party is, let alone hanging out at a mall or going skating. Like, kids today don't do none of that because their heads are so stuck up in their phones and twerking and all that crazy stuff. But anyway, so I had this house party. So I invited all my friends. Like I said, I had to be about maybe 14 or 15 years old when I did it. I could have been a little younger. I don't know. But back then, me and my mom, we lived in an apartment. So it was kind of small. So almost every black person, every black parent had, like back in the day, like the straw chairs. You know, like that wicker chairs that you sit in, and that wicker type vases where as though you put the little feathers and stuff that's hanging out. I'm telling you, you're an 80s baby. You know what I'm talking about. And like everybody had like the African art, whether it was the doll baby statues or whatever, something pertaining to Africa. Well, while I had this party, it's going good. We having fun, everybody dancing, you know, a little food involved, not much, but a little something involved. Next thing I know, my stuff started breaking. My mother's stuff started breaking. Her damn African vase broke. Girl, like, I was just too through after that. So I was like, you know what? Y'all got to go. I started kicking people out. Everybody started getting up out of there. But it's so funny. To this day, like, my mom don't know. I hope she's not listening to this podcast, because if she is, she know that a sister that had a party in her house back in the day. But I mean, I'm 36 now. I guess I can tell her the truth. Should be no repercussions and consequences, right? I don't know, but we had so much fun. But anyway, I super glued the statue back. So to this day, she never even knew that it was broken. And to this day, like, she never even knew I had this party. Like I said, unless she's listening, then she's getting an earful right now. But, you know, my mom used to work these crazy schedules, and it would be just me and my best friend, and we would just have fun. You know, I just miss those days, like, having fun, chilling with your friends, like, and just enjoying life. Don't have to worry about, you know, these killings. Like, today's world, like I said, is so jacked up because, you know, back in the day, you could, like, spend a night over a girlfriend's house or whatever with no issue. Like, but now, I have a six-year-old, and she come to me talking about, can she spend a night? She not going nowhere. Like, today's world is different than, like, when I was coming up. No, it's just worse, and we can't do that. You got to be really on top of your children. Otherwise, you know, you might lose them or something bad might happen. And I'm not going to, you know, put my baby in danger, because I remember back in the day, like, my mom, she was kind of oblivious to certain stuff I was doing opposed to me. Now, like, I would be on top of my daughter. My daughter ain't gonna be slid thinking she changing her clothes when she get to school, or she gonna text this person that, no, because my daughter's kind of sneaky already. I know that I would have to just, you know, be on top of her, and she gonna probably call me irky, and I'm getting on her nerves. Guess what? I don't even care, because I'm your mama, and I'm gonna know what you're gonna do all the time. You know, what are people like, well, you invading in privacy? I feel like a child, and your house don't have privacy, like, on some real stuff. And I mean, and it's for their own good. As they get older, they will understand. But it's a shame that they just don't even know about fun parties and just, you know, really having fun. But yeah, that's the only crazy thing. Well, I've done other crazy things, but I mean, we'll do one thing at a time. But anybody else out there is familiar with house parties, let me know. What did you do crazy coming up in your parents' house that you got away with, that, you know, nobody didn't know anything about? Call and let me know. I would love to hear some of you guys' stories. Like I said, I could go on and on for some of the things I've done. Like I said, I was very sneaky. And if my daughter has any inch of sneakiness like I did coming up, I'm going to have a problem. But the only difference is I'm going to be on top of her. You know, she ain't going to really get too much past me where she thinks she is. But no, that ain't working. So that's basically it. That's all I wanted to share with you guys, because, you know, I wouldn't give my childhood up for the world. Like, you know, I really enjoyed my childhood. You know, I'm looking at people now, they're being bullied and, you know, can't even enjoy their childhood because somebody's bothering. It's just sad and it's sickening. Like, you know, it's just, I wish the times was different. That's all I can say. I wish I can go back to when I was coming up and when things was like, all right, it was decent. I mean, it was always trouble back then, but it wasn't that bad as it is now. Like I said, half the things that I did coming up, my daughter wouldn't be able to do it just because of the world we live in. I wouldn't allow it unless I'm taking up, picking up, dropping off. I'm going to be very, you know, strict to a degree. You know, she's a girl. I mean, even with males, I mean, you got to be strict on your kids in general and know what they're doing at all times. But yeah, my little slick butt had a nice house party. And look, and then they had the nerd that I used to love watching kid and play all the house parties. So that was another day. I was like, yeah, I wanted to have a house party like that. But no, I'm glad I didn't. That little ass apartment. You talking about my house would have been all tore down to pieces. Then I would have got my tail whipped. You know what I mean? My mama ain't playing. But listen, one more thing, doll, I want to share with y'all real quick. So I don't know, girl, ladies, y'all listening. I don't know if anybody used to curl their hair. Like, you had tracks, right? You know how, you know, females wear track. What I used to do, I used to rod my hair with the mousse in the water or whatever. And then I rodded it. And then what I do, I'll put it in the microwave. Now, mind you, I wish y'all. Now, mind you, I used to do this often. So I didn't really think nothing of it. So I'm doing it like my usual, but this time, the damn hair caught on fire. And mind you, I'm at my mom's house still, and it was me and another girlfriend of mine. She spent the night, and she's like, oh my God, microwave's on fire. I said, what? She was like, girl, your microwave. I burned the whole damn microwave because of the tracks that got caught on fire, caught flames. I was like, you know what? So I cleaned the microwave off, tried to play it off. So I went maybe about 3 days before my mama really noticed what was going on. I was on my way to school. She called me downstairs. Nate, bring it downstairs. I'm like, oh God, I already know what time it is. What the hell happened to my microwave? I told her what happened. She was like, your ass owed me another one. I had to buy. Back in the day, they were like $75. I don't know how much they are now. And I had a job. So I had a little, you know, my little part-time job. So I had to pay her back that, because I had ruined the microwave. But I'm just saying, y'all calling. It's just so much stuff. And I'm sitting here laughing because it just make me miss my childhood that much more. I wish I can go back. But y'all call in. Let me know what y'all used to do crazy in your mama's house or your father's house. Let me know. This is Shanika with Nika's Talk. Remember, a negative mind won't give you a positive result. Everybody, enjoy their weekend. Stay blessed. Stay safe. Bye.